The next patient is Carlos Marrero. The last name is M, like in Mike, A, like in Alpha, R, like in Roger, I, like in Roger, E, like in Echo, R, like in Roger, O, like in Oscar. O, Marrero, Carlos, C-A-R-L-O-S. This is the clinical case of an 80-year-old Hispanic male that is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 2. This patient has a coronary artery disease with multiple PCIs. That has been following the recommendation, has lost significant amount of body weight, has changed the sodium intake, has increased a plant-based diet, decreased the amount of fluid that he drinks. The most recent laboratory workup that was done in January the 10th of 2023, the patient has a creatinine of 0.98, a BUN of 15, and the estimated GFR is 78 mLs per minute. The patient does not have significant proteinuria. Number two. The patient has coronary artery disease. He's followed by Dr. Bandari. B like in boy, H like in hotel, A like in alpha, N like in November, D like in delta, A like in alpha, R like in Roger, E like in echo, Bandari. He has been very stable. No intervention has been necessary. Following number, he has a history of diabetes mellitus that is very well under very well controlled. On January the 10th of 2023, the hemoglobin A1C is 5.8. Following number, arterial hypertension. The patient continues to take the same medications. Today's blood pressure reading 155 over 70. He continues to take lisinopril. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has a total cholesterol no, 211 with an HDL of 41 and an LDL of 159. Emphasis has been made about the fact that he has to decrease the amount of meats. Industrial type of meat, red meat, pork, and chicken. He has to stay away from that and continue to take the atorvastatin as recommended. In order to avoid complications. Following number, the patient has gastroesophageal reflux disease that is under control. Following number, hyperuricemia. He takes allopurinol 100 milligrams on daily basis, and following number is BPH with significant alterations in the urinary bladder. He has a pacemaker that was placed by the urology team in Tampa. He continues to take tamsulosin, and he states that he dribbles from time to time. This patient is going to be evaluated in about 5 months. We invested 7 minutes evaluating the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, and 7 minutes in the documentation.